listening to the Rap Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the baby?
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
You know what? We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
Yeah. We should have some breakfast right about now. This is the Rap Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Yes, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. It's morning here. I've got my co-host, the man wonder himself, the sentinel from Demand the Truth, Will Turbin.
Real news. How you doing tonight, V?
You know, I don't know. I'm just, there's just a lot of weird stuff going on in the world, but I'm a little bit upset by all of it. I guess it's just going to be a free open night, guys, so if you want to call in. But,
I got a lot of rando stuff that I want to talk about today. I got quite a few things. And I definitely want to get some calls. Call us in, or you know what we'll be even doing before calls is I'm actually going to be opening my TLB Talk. This episode, once again, brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That's TLBTalk.com. It's a brand new social media platform, which is censorship-free, brought to you by V. And so what I'm going to do is if you want to call in, we'll get to you. But if you want to send me a message on TLBTalk.com, my profile name is Will Turbitt, or in the Fake Mike Real News group, you'll get on with that question first. So you can call 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. I'm still going to get through my stuff, and we're going to get to your points too. 512-248-8252, republicbroadcasting.org. That's the 1-800 number there, republicbroadcasting.org. But if you want to get yourself heard to the front of the line, you also want to give a middle finger to Mark Zuckerberg, and you want to stand up for free speech, make the profiles free on TLBTalk.com. No censorship, no timeouts, no Nazi fact checkers. Send me a message, Will Turbitt, T-U-R-B-I-T-T, and scroll through my amazing memes while you're there, and you'll get on the air first.
That reminds me, my business partner, mentor, and other things, Roger Landry, Big Papa Roger, he talked to me the other day because, and I'm addressing you, Dave, wherever you are out there, not our guest from last night, but our Dave, our listener caller, I don't know, he went on some rant about how that's a contract. You gotta sign a contract. I'm not signing any contracts to get on the social network. And it's like, okay, chill out. You know, you're taking the sovereign citizens, thing way too far. To get on the internet and to do anything, you have to agree to terms. Okay, we have terms that protect you and us. When you sign in to our social network, you get a verification by email to let us know it's really you and that you know that it's really you and someone hasn't stolen your email. It's as simple as that. There's no binding contract to use our network. So, Dave, if you're listening out there, I mean, you just took things way too far. And, being laughed at and by people is just, I was told to address that, especially if you are telling people that there's binding contracts that people shouldn't be agreeing to. You're doing us a disservice. You're doing everybody a disservice.
And that person, I guarantee you, is on Facebook and all these other things. and they have no problem joining.
I know he's at least got an email, at least. You know,
he's got an email. So. And in all those things, they have all these terms of services where they basically can rape your next of kin for 1,000 years until the 1,000-year right. You know, they can take all your data and all this other stuff. It's just really upsetting to see people without any knowledge or context whatsoever stumble into something and then say, it's bad. No, it's not bad, you idiot. Somebody finally is doing something to help. And if you're going to be criticizing people, let's criticize the megaliths like Facebook, Twitter, and all the things that they've done. Start there, criticize the heck out of them, and then when you get there, then when you're done with all that, then if you want to criticize, go right ahead. But provide some constructive criticism or something that's factual. We were kind of touching on this. It's really sad to see people in this movement. I've already done like 2 videos on this. I've mentioned on Auditing America. I bring it up all the time. Everybody should be doing this. This is something that we've been waiting for. People have been pissed off for a decade at least with Twitter and Facebook. We've had congressional hearings. People in Congress haven't done a jack crap, but V has. And so has Roger Landry. So you guys beg for it. It's here. And so instead of whining about, oh, I can't poke old men anymore, like on Facebook, I can't poke people, why don't you just be happy that you finally got an alternative?
And, yeah, I mean, for somebody that wants to get in contact with me, wants to share research, wants to do this, wants to do that, you can't give us your first name, last name, and your email, birthday, just to make an account. I assure you, listen, for the research that you've got, that you want to share, each and every one of those web pages you went to, you had to click yes on your cookies in order to see the page, which is way more intrusive. Cookies get hacked all the time. Cookies get hacked and perform different functions all the time. That's way worse than anything. I really hate that about the internet now. All this cookie lust. Every site is now required to make you take cookies. You know, for stuff that I use, you know, if I'm not signing into anything, there's one browser I use to sign into stuff, and another browser I use just to peruse the internet, and I make sure those cookies are flushed after every usage. Okay, that's 1,000 times more dangerous than just making a freaking account somewhere. So I'm just really upset and peeved, you know, again, not knowing the context and, you know, binding contract. It's a binding contract for you to do anything in life these days. So, you know, you don't want to be a part of the contract world. Well, okay, so yeah, how about you just, you know, destroy all your cut up your driver's license, cut up your social security number.
Yeah, right. They have no problem.
Cut up your bank card. You know, start doing all this stuff first before you know, come at us with some stupid,
I don't want to join a free censorship-free website, but sure, I'll ask permission from the government and pay taxes on that to drive on the road, right? I mean, how crazy.
Take the registration sticker off your vehicle, take off the plates.
You can live off grid before you can come off that, and then you won't even have access to the internet then. So get the hell out of here. So luckily, it's only been a small amount of detractors, and those are the people that are jealous because they didn't have the great idea that you had. They weren't entrepreneurial enough. They didn't see They were just going to sit on their ass and complain about, oh, they're censoring me. Oh, I'm in timeout. They didn't want to do anything about it. And you come up here with a great idea, and you work super hard. You raise money. You get people together, and you go through months and months, maybe I don't even know how long you took to build this damn thing. And they're jealous because they didn't think of this thing. They're just going to suck Facebook all day. They're just going to suck the boot of Twitter all day. And so they're jealous. But luckily, most of the response that I've been getting is all positive. And there's a lot of one of the things I like to harp on is all the damn groups that were on Facebook that either completely deleted or they say, hey, these guys talk about stuff that's been fact-checked to be false. Or, hey, these guys go against the CDC. And this, are you sure you want to join this group? All those groups are there. I'm friends with last night's guest, MK Ultra Girl. As a matter of fact, God, somebody calling themselves God came onto my YouTube live stream, and I said, God, will you go on TLB Talk and be my friend? And God blessed TLB Talk. So, Pat, okay, I'm friends with God on TLB Talk. I'm not friends with you, Pat, yet, so I'd like to see you guys join up. I'd like to see you guys join TLBTalk.com. They're going to be sponsoring the show for a little bit here, at least a little bit, and I want to see you guys do some FOIAs, and then you guys can go to TLBTalk.com, and every FOIA response that you get, you can pull it up right there in the document section. And then we can talk about it on there. So if you want to chat with V, I'm going to be V's gatekeeper tonight. I'm going to be V's shill, his handler tonight. And you have to go to tlbtalk.com and send me a message. And that's where you're going to get on first. So if you guys want to chat with the boss man today, you're going to have to go through the gatekeeper shill, Illuminati sellout Will. And you're going to have to go to tlbtalk.com. You're going to have to be a real man or woman, or whatever you identify as, and step up to the plate. I mean, V's doing all the work for you. And now all you have to do is take 2 seconds to sign up. So if you can't do that, I hate you.
Well, less of the work and more of the financial. but yeah, definitely partnerships have their benefits. But, you know... For that same exact person, I'm going to tell you, Dave, listen, you for giving us the information from that we require, it's like, okay, you have name, email, date of birth.
What David is this?
I don't know, but... I was told that Dave just went all out on Roger with some binding contract nonsense. And it's like, okay, again, first, last name, email, date of birth. You know, he calls the show, and guess what? His phone company has what? His name, first, last name, date of birth.
Spying on everything.
His email, actually his home address, and his bank account information. So
yeah. He'll trust Bank of America with his, who cooperate with the FBI to illegally spy on people, or some of the people. I mean, do we have time to go back through all the Bank of America scandals and things that they finance that are absolutely atrocious? Yeah, I trust myself with the Bank of America voice, but. Signing up for a free anti-censorship website that believes in free speech. I honestly don't know another social media network out there that is actually about free speech. We've had a couple other wannabes that have come and they've fizzled. They've been hacked and they were either left or right wing echo chambers. This is not that. This is the only social media platform out on the internet right now, which is completely censorship free. So I would suggest you guys go and sign up because it's really awesome. Like I said, the groups are my favorite part. You can go there and see all the stuff that Facebook has decided to take down because you are not worthy to view that. Facebook knows best. Well, at tlbtalk.com, tlbtalk.com, that's tlbtalk.com. We think you're smart enough, not we, but I'm there. V thinks you're smart enough to make your own decisions. So, guys, go sign up. And when you send me a message, I'll be sure to get it on the air. It's Will Turbitt, T-U-R-B-I-T-T. I got a notification. Oh, it's a friend request. We'll see. Listen. Maybe we'll get to a message. Who knows?
You know, we can't stress on the actual freedom of the site. We can't stress it enough, but I can tell you there's so much to do. I mean, the blogging document section, put up your research. You can, we're upgrading the site right now. We're putting in video communications. We'll always be upgrading the site. We're going to be putting plugins for this and for that. So the latest thing that we put in this week was video chat. So, guys, we are going to be as functional as Facebook, but beyond. We're going to add in lots more whistles and bells, into the site. And there's just so much to do on there. I'm actually having to use my advertising personnel manage my material on the site because I don't have time to do it myself. I don't have time to be on my own site. There's so many other projects to be done, other research, other things to do. As a host, I'm literally going to have my PR just handle all of our stuff from my end on the site. That's a lot of groups. That's a lot of messages to answer. That's a lot of, that's a lot. I will be answering my messages personally. If you go to my inbox and drop something there for me, I will be answering that personally. Everything else, people handling my pages and all that stuff like that, that's that. But my inbox, I will handle that personally as a bonus to you, the people who want to join my network and support the network. It's not just supporting me, but also supporting yourself because, once again, it is free speech. You can ask for it. You got it. It's here. Don't make excuses. And I've been talking to a lot of people. Hey, that's great that you got your own site, but, I got people that are just stuck to Facebook. They'll never leave it. They have Stockholm syndrome. They just don't have faith in the other network. And I believe that, it's sick how all this stuff happens. It happens repeatedly with almost every institution that we have. Okay, yeah, it's a parlor down. Minds and MeWe never grew to any substantial size. They swatted down other stuff, or they bought and incorporated other sites. So, just like, what's the point in leaving Facebook? We're slaves! We're slaves to Facebook! Now, nobody is buying us off. Nobody controls us. Okay? As a matter of fact, when you walk in the door with your $5 donations, you can just pretty much guarantee that the site's going to stay open and stay free because you just bought a piece of it. You donated enough money to make sure that we stay free, we stay independent, we stay true. But, nothing in life is free. You want something, you got to appreciate it when you get it. You ask for it, you got it. So show support for us, show support for yourself. Donate $5, $10, donate $100. Donate whatever you can donate. I know it's Corona time, coronavirus time, but and that's just the other thing, too. Post all the real information on coronavirus that you can.
It's funny, too. You're not
going to swat it down.
And I got banned from Facebook and YouTube. Like, I'm not exactly sure why I got banned from Facebook because they didn't tell me. But YouTube, the videos they took down regarding Bill Gates, Joe Biden, FM, FDNSA, pedophilia, and vaccinations. They actually just took down one of my videos on my new channel saying it's harmful content and the guest actually believes in COVID. So you got to be careful.
All right, guys, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be back with the main content of the show, so stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Alright, soaping this pig, doping this big Lincoln until it went over the bridge. Jumped out and dove in the ditch, broke in the mobile home and stole the stove in the fridge. Kidnapped the parents and left the ransom note for the kids. I'ma go for your mids, here's a body blow for your ribs. But you're clutching your stomach, you're falling all over your... I know where you live, your girl sold me your crib. Unless you told me your fib, then I'ma have both of you dead. Burning incense, facing the murder sentence, under intense investigation for killing infants. But I stay in padded rooms, doing his rooms. Having visions of dead pregnant women with rooms jabbed in their wombs. Split the carpet and robs to mess your apartment up. Sticking up all the drugs and jumping the garbage trucks. I'm from the gritty slums that look like the city dumps. Give you a kidney punch and mug you to give me lunch. See me in the summer, legging up against the dumpster. With a $100 jumper, smothered in southern comfort. Got my Slim Shady sticker on your mother's bumper. She came home. Alright, soaping this pig, soaping.
All right, yeah, yeah. We're back. So, things in the news here that's really getting to me. There's a bill that passed, $1 trillion bill. Okay, you know, the bipartisan wall has fallen down for infrastructure. $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Now, the Republicans just, yeah, they crossed that aisle over to vote with the Democrats. Why am I talking about this? This is highly unlike you being to be talking about something like this. Well, this one is very important because when they say infrastructure, they're not just talking about roads, potholes, and things like that. They're talking about changes in the system, for example, in healthcare, which are going to be changing mandates into law. Medical policies are going to be changing here greatly.
And this
all
is something
just
that,
in time for COVID-19.
I was a little upset because prior to this bill, I was rallying myself to change mandates, but not into laws. I thought we should change them into woman dates because I think the oppressive patriarchy have had that term too long, and it has almost a macroaggression tinge to it. And I feel threatened even just talking about that. So yeah, it's very freaking scary, dog. We got the Delta, the Ligma, the Lambda, the Gammas, the Betas. We got all this crap, man. And, you know, I hate to use the same point that everybody uses, but this thing's not the Black Plague here, folks. This is 99% survival rate. 99% survival rate. And the people that they count as dead is, you could, according to officials out of their own mouth, they say, even if you were in hospice and you were about to die anyways, if you caught COVID-19, we wrote that down. So it's practically like 105% survival rate on this. And they just shut down the economy. They shut down our freedoms. And now they're pissed because a small group of people were pointing out the fact that executive orders, mandates, all this, they're not law. They're not law. And then an even smaller fragment of people were having some victories legally. And then states like Texas, Florida, and I think it's North Dakota, for all their problems, for their hatred of plants, they recognize that, hey, we're not gonna do this. And you know, I was talking on and off air the last couple days about New York City. I mean, I live about 3 hours from New York City. I've been there literally hundreds of times. I mean, I've walked the streets of New. I love New York City. There's always something going on. I mean, the borough of Brooklyn itself, if it was just its own city, would be the fifth largest city in the United States, comparable to Houston. I mean, and that's just one of five boroughs. You can go and see an important person. You can go, I mean, there's infinite history just walking up and down the streets. And I almost never wanted to go back to New York after 2019. And I've went several times and I'm thinking, hey, you know, after this corona, we'll all rebound. Things will get back to some semblance of normal. I was even, you know, optimistic. Like, who knows? We might even get back to, we're definitely not going back to the way they were. But who knows? Maybe things will start reopening again. Then the first strike came when, great, they legalized weed. Great. So, I'll give them credit. They did legalize weed and they did abolish qualified immunity. So that's amazing. That's really, really amazing stuff. However, when they legalized marijuana, they turned it up to 21 years old to buy a cigar. And let me tell you, as a dude that likes his blunts, you can't go into New York City and purchase a 2-pack of Game Dutches or a Backwoods pack. For you're paying at least $16 to $20. Bare minimum, right. $16 to $20. Not a lot. Now, you can go.
Backwoods? What?
$20 is the bare minimum you're going to pay for a pack of Backwoods. I'm actually going to do a video next. If I ever, I will return to New York because I love it. But now, with the vaccine passports, they're not going to serve you unless you've got a vaccine. I mean, dude, this is. I never thought we'd come this far. And luckily we're, what is it, 12 or 13 days. We're almost done with the flatten the curve. We only got a couple more days to go. I mean, this is absolutely insane that we're living in this world right now. And New York has fallen far. And, you know, as I said, places like Florida are booming now because everybody's going there because they want to be free. Businesses are moving there because you can't open in New York City. You can't, and you should see, man, like going through New York City when they try to open stuff up, after it was a ghost town, when they try to reopen stuff up, they have all this outdoor seating, which is indoor, and then so great, you get to eat outside with the rats on your legs. I mean, just beautiful.
Yeah. This is our short segment, guys. We're going to come back with our long segment when we come back from break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Can't kill me, I'm dead already. Your head is petty, my metal heavy. G.O.D. to the Serengeti. G.O.D. to the Serengeti. G.O.D. to the Serengeti. Crazy Eddie, machete, I keep him in the Chevy. My metal heavy, G.O.D. to the Serengeti. G.O.D. to the Serengeti. G.O.D. to the Serengeti. Can't kill me, I'm dead already. Your head is petty, my metal heavy. G.O.D. to the Serengeti.
G.O.D. to the Serengeti.
G.O.D. to the Serengeti.
Yo, MC, what up?
G.O.D. to the Serengeti. Crazy Eddie, machete, my keep him in the Chevy. My metal heavy, G.O.D. to the Serengeti.
G.O.D. to the Serengeti.
G.O.D. to the
Serengeti. Right. That's right. Be here, G.O.D. to the Serengeti.
Yeah, that song smacks, V. You know, that's one of my favorites. Over 9,000 is my all-time favorite, man. You know when you have, like, good things happen? First of all, I always loved that song anyways. And then...
Oh, you know what? When we come back on top of the hour, we're going to have some more XYZ. He has several albums, and I think I need to put you on some more of that.
Yes. I did, like, peek at a couple of the songs, but I just kept going back to the Over 9,000 because when I had my original YouTube channel, rest in peace, Demand the Truth, rest in peace, New York City, you know, I didn't do a channel where I was playing video games. I wasn't an e-thought. I wasn't unboxing shit stuff. I hope I caught that in time, if not 11:34. That's very close there. Sorry, Mike. And so it was, I mean, I was shadow banned. Not as bad as others, but I was definitely shadow banned. The only thing that helped bring light to my channel, there was a number of things. A lot of big channels helped share my stuff. But, you know, when I got to 9,000, that was like even bigger than my goal of 10,000. My goal wasn't 10,000. My goal was 9,000. And when I got over 9,000, we had the over 9,000 power party. And, and you know, my girl got me a big bottle of Hennessy. We were smoking L's. We were chilling. We were celebrating. We were playing that song. We were thanking everybody. Then that channel got banned. So now I'm trying to do it all over again in another over 9,000 power party. And we're getting close. We're like 7.5 over there. So I need like 1,500 more subs to get over 9,000. So get our power level.
You know what? We need to have over 9,000 for our profiles. We need over 9,000 friends, people.
That's right, guys. If you're just joining us, if you're just joining us, this show, like the last few this week, is brought to you by the censorship-free TLBTalk.com. Now, I hear the skeptics, but Will, there's no app for Android. Will, there's not an Apple app. I can't just keep this on my phone and enjoy all of this, these banned documents about the history of the Rona and patents. And I couldn't possibly see these CIA files on my phone. I couldn't possibly slide in the DMs of liberty-minded chicks from my phone. Well, you're wrong, idiot. You can do that. You just can't poke old men. We just don't allow pokes. It's not, I'm saying we, because I'm part of this, because I joined up, and anybody can do it for free. It's TLBTalk.com, right? So V's the guy that brought you this. I keep saying we because I'm riding on the coattails of V for success. But I'm so excited about this project. I'm saying we because I'm taking ownership, right? I'm taking ownership when it comes to all this. And, you know, a lot of places, we have to control the narrative. So go visit us on TLBTalk.com. And I'm going to check my messages in a moment because if you want to ask a question to us first, you go to TLBTalk.com. I know I get a weird last name. So it's T-U-R-B-I-T-T. T-U-R-B-I-T-T. Will Turbick. Find me over there. And yeah, V, we're talking a little bit of behind the break about Rise of the Moors.
Hold on. You flied so fast here. I want to say, you know, New York is definitely a place I want to visit at least once, you know. Growing up listening to Busta Rhymes and stuff, you know, something he said, you know, he would do is go buy a pack of Blackwoods with some CIs with it. you know, it's like, man, okay, I gotta try that one of these days.
Come to New York before it totally gets destroyed. I'll show you around a little bit. Even though it's not my city, I've been there many times. It's beautiful. We will tear down the towers like Corrupt and Daz and Snoop in the New York video. I don't know if you remember the New York, New York, and Snoop was like, boom, ding-ding, ding-ding, big city of dreams. That's right. There's taking down the towers. Oh, man, that was when hip-hop was raw. That's when Snoop was still cool, but... Yeah, those are the days. Corrupt is still cool. Daz is aight. But yeah, V, we gotta come out to the city before it's all gone, man. It's crazy. It's the whole you know, I was listening to Corbett and he was recently taken off YouTube. I believe Ron Paul was taken off YouTube yesterday. Oh, wow. I'm not sure if that, but Corbett was taken off YouTube. Oh yeah. So there
you go.
Yeah, man, we gotta. So he was talking about how, and you know, Corbett's not a guy for hyperbole. You know, I mean, he's gonna tell you how it is. I think Corbett's one of the best ways to wake up liberals that come to this. You know what I'm saying? Because he talks in that liberal voice. So episode 234, we're gonna be talking about the Barons of Oil. He talks in that. You know, he could be a journalist for NPR, and he's talking about how we're already in a civil war. And at first I'm taken back by that because I'm like, dude, we're not in a civil war. But he's like, but the lines have already been, it's not your traditional North or South. This goes across families. This goes across the country. But it's basically...
Yeah, I'm tell you that.
Yeah. And, you know, he's like, the war has already begun. People have already chosen sides when it comes to this. And The people are on the verge. It's breaking up families. It's been broke up families from left to the right to the QAnon's a whole other thing. People disown family members for that. But I'm still not ready to say we're in a civil war. But hearing James Corbett say that, I'm like, oh my God, dude! Like this is getting crazy because, I mean, there's literally I'm just going to generalize here because there's no real statistics that I would believe. I mean, these people have rigged polls, rigged everything. And there's not a healthy enough way of them sampling right now to get a real perspective. But it's almost 50-50. Who knows? You could put different numbers there. I don't know what the numbers are. But let's say it's 50-50. You got, I mean, obviously there's many shades of gray here. But you got about half the country that thinks that this is all, you know, COVID's the worst thing, and we need the lockdowns and the other stuff, and we need vaccines. And the other half of the country doesn't believe in that. And part of what we're seeing, too, is the beginning of maybe placement of these civil wars. I don't think we're in a civil war yet, but, I mean, you're seeing everybody leave, all the business-minded people, they're leaving New York, and they're going to open businesses elsewhere. And so one of the major contributing factors to the Civil War was obviously the number one thing is slavery. And any Confederates that say that's not the case, I can prove you wrong with actual Confederate documents. But obviously, as part of that slavery is the economic thing, right? Because the North was booming. They had their industries. Things were moving and shaking. Whereas, you know, obviously the South relied on slave labor and their economy still wasn't keeping up with the North. So if we see now these cities who are already in debt and continue to overtax and have vaccine passports for everything, meanwhile, the Republican places, people are moving to Florida, moving to Texas, opening up businesses in these places, you're going to see an even more well-defined population map than we already see. And it's going to be very crazy where you're going to have, instead of the North, it's going to be the South, which are going to be the titans of industry. In places like Chicago, L.A., New York, they're going to be the impoverished people who rely on the taxes given from the businesses to get their universal income.
Well, you know, the world's a mess. The world is a mess right now. Really, to go back to about wars here, I want to give them some more.
Yeah, so let me tell a little story that
you know, I would actually like to have any of his family members that want to speak.
Yeah, B, you're coming in and out kind of low. I'll try to get either Rashad. You kind of broke up heavily in and out on the last thing, but I think I get what you're saying. Yeah,
saying we're warriors, man. We gotta keep fighting. We got wars on here.
Yes, so I will do that. I will actually line up one of the Moors to come on and speak. We did have one before, well, not before, but in the aftermath immediately of all this. So I go to Malden District Court, which is just north of Boston. So it's still very city-like. It's a city for sure. I mean, you could see Boston pretty much from Malden. And immediately before you go, well, so on the outside, I see Avi from liveanddirectontheair.com. I'm not sure if we've had Avi as a guest. I think we may have, but he runs a website called liveanddirectontheair.com. And he has done amazing, amazing work. He's out of Connecticut. He drove 3 hours to be there. And what he has done is at least five. I think the number may be as high as seven now, but definitely five people that were wrongfully incarcerated. He has gotten released from jail. And a quick short story about how he would do this is he's a New Yorkian. And as part of his, he's a crazy, crazy dude because he looks like a typical Puerto Rican dude. And he talks like a New York Puerto Rican dude because that's where he's from. And he pulls off his wave cap and he's got these curly Jew locks. And it's like, whoa, you didn't expect that. So anyways, he would go which I think is a real humble, honorable, beautiful thing to do. On Saturdays, he would go with his it's not church group, but his temple group, I guess, and they would visit prisoners there regardless. They would give them food, snacks, put some money in the commissary, and just talk to them. And through one of the conversations he had with this Dominican individual who was in New York City, he said, "Oh yeah, I think there's some merit to this case, and we should talk about that case one day." It's just insane. This guy was a doctor from the Dominican Republic, and police said he hit a profile, and so he was in jail for 27 years, exhausting his appeals. All these nonprofits who are supposed to help people did nothing. There's a Dominican guy thinking, "Oh, don't worry, I'm not worried." Even after he was found guilty the first time and the second time. And the third time with the appeals, he's like, "This is America. It's going to work itself out. It's just a misunderstanding." Welcome to America, buddy. This guy's freed at least five people. I think two are on their way out, and there's a list of others that he's working on. So live and direct on the air, great dude, Avi. He's there. I meet Jamal's father. Jamal's the head of Rise of the Moors. Keep in mind, Jamal is a Marine Corps veteran, does not have a criminal history, and he's being locked up without any even probable cause. He's already been locked up for a month. He will be locked up for another month to come as well with his friends who were just driving on their way on the 4th of July weekend to go up hunting training. Doesn't get more American than that. So is Jamal's little sister's there. There's a few Moors. There's also two white kids. One dude's got a big curly fro with goggles on. And the other dude has a Boogaloo shirt on with a mullet. And I heard them remarking behind me in the courtroom, "Oh, this is the first time I've ever went to court." So it was pretty cool to see these anarchists, these anarcho-capitalist Boogaloo boys show up to support. And there was a media guy there that set up. And he also had a bunch of plugins for a number of stations. And so I go to walk in when they finally open up the doors at 9 a.m. And the guy comes out. We're all outside. He says, "You have to have a mask if you're going to come on into this building." We're already outside. This guy just starts off typical way that you'll see in almost every courtroom. "Oh, you got to have a mask to enter this building." And I said, "What if you have a medical exemption?" "You have to wear a mask to enter this building." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm just going to suck it up because I do want to be in this building." Normally, I've done a number of mask refusals. I've got locked in a vault as a result from that. As a matter of fact, the cops called me back today, but I did not return their call on that. I'm going to do that in person. But so I'm going off on all these sidejacks. So I get in the courtroom, and they're like, even before you go through, you have to forfeit your Fourth Amendment. You have to go through a metal detector and all that. Of course, they thought my whisk was a deadly weapon, so they detained my whisk. Again, yet again, my whisk was detained for the entire period unlawfully. And my other boy, Avi, he's got a camera with him, right? And the guy says, "Oh, put that away. You can't have that in here." He was like, "Well, actually, and he's dressed like me. We're wearing hats, you know what I'm saying, T-shirts, you know what I'm saying? We don't look like we're the press, but that's..." So the guy's like, "You can't have that." He's like, "Actually, I filed paperwork with the judge, and they said I'd be allowed still photography." "Oh, you don't have, you can't do this. You don't have any credit." Just stupid rude off the rep. And then some of those are like, "Oh, let me see your credentials, right? And then we're going through, we take off a bell, we do the whole Fourth Amendment, no Second Amendment allowed in there, no medical freedom allowed in there, of course. And I said, I'm basically trying to explain to the lady, "Hey, back at the reason, this is the United, you guys took an oath to the Constitution, right?" "Yeah, okay, great. Well, the First Amendment means anybody has the right to freedom of press." I can't tell you how many times I was finding across this country where they ask you, "What were your press credentials? Where are your credentials?" Which is such a stupid question, because who are they thinking they're getting credentials from? Well, they're assuming if you're not from ABC or Fox or MSNBC, then you have no credentials. Well, the credentials are issued by ABC or Fox or whatever. The whole beauty of the United States was it wasn't a king who said, you can have a paper or you can have a paper. No, here in the United States, everyone has freedom of the press. That's the First Amendment. Anybody can write a blog, write a newspaper, publish a story, take a video. Anybody can make a documentary. That's the beautiful part. And these people are so far removed. And the other sad thing, just one more side note here. Unfortunately, I've been to a lot of courthouses before, whether it's for DCYI protests or for my own freedom of speech or for traffic court or whatever. Get up, stand over here, put your mask on. You do this, you do that. They're so entitled. They're so used to never, ever being questioned. And it's so I go through whatever. And then it's outside of, I'm trying to explain to this lady, hey, the First Amendment is our permit. Boom. So then this other, when the mainstream guy comes into the courtroom after we get in there, he's setting up the mics and the camera or whatever. And the dude, Avi, goes to approach him like, hey, before he even can get a word out of his mouth. No, get away from me. I'm doing a job. I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, okay, boom. And then so I was super tight because these guys were just super D-heads just from we walked in, barking orders, demeaning people. It was just super, super rude. I was already fuming.
But whenever they say that, it I've had that happen to me too. So get away from me. I'm doing a job, which is paid from my tax money. So listen here. And mm-hmm. I went off like on a bailiff on that point. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so later on, as the guy was, so you're not supposed to film anywhere. So the modern courthouse, which is, so later there was like five or six state troopers who were involved in this whole thing who came. And of course they get to park outside right in the no parking zone because we can't do that because they're sovereign citizens. But, and so as the court is going on afterwards, we're waiting and as one of the guys leaving, I asked him a question and I'm like, hey, why do you have to be so rude to my friend? You know what I'm saying? And my friend was videotaping and, the guards there, as well as one of the ladies, and then other people said, stop filming. And we're not in the courtroom, but we're in the commons area. And so I proceed in a very calm manner, and I'm going to publish this video tomorrow, the next day, to explain there was a good cop that I had their ear, and I said, hey, you guys took an oath to the Constitution, right? He's like, you can't film here. And I said, okay, is that a law? And then one of the cops was like, it says right here on the outside of the thing. I was like, what is a law? I was like, executive orders, mandates, they're not laws. What is the law that you're enforcing? You guys are law enforcement, right? You guys took a oath to protect my rights to film, right? He was like, this is you can't film here because this is federal property. I was like, this is government property, he said. I was like, okay, who owns the government? And you see the wheels start to turn. I was like, this is the First Amendment. You guys took an oath to the First Amendment. There's cameras there, there's cameras everywhere. There's a public building. We pay for all of you guys to be here. We pay for the toys on your belt. We pay for the judges. We pay for all this stuff.
Did it make squeaky noises when the hamster wheel just start?
One with at least one or two of them it did, and then one of the higher officers went to go and he was one. I'm not sure if he was higher up or not, but he was older. Two or three of the other guys were much younger. So I'm just going to assume right now that by his age, hopefully he wasn't so much of a dirtbag that he got promoted, but maybe that's just falling worse. So he comes out and he says, it's a court order. I was like, well, sir, you are that's the judicial branch. You're the executive branch. You are tasked with protecting our rights and implementing and enforcing the laws of the legislative branch. The judicial branch is completely separate, sir. And you're law enforcement, not judicial enforcement. And he just shut up after that. No, he didn't. He says, well, look, if this is going to, and I'm talking, I can spaz on people, as you guys probably well know. I was lowering my voice and I was saying, he's saying at some point, well, if this becomes disruptive because everybody outside is watching, everybody outside the courthouse is watching now, all the cops are right there, I'm right in front of all the cops and all the people watching. He was like, well, this is becoming disruptive. And then, you know, cops always like to ask questions. I ask questions back because whoever's asking questions is in control of the situation. He was like, well, this could be getting disruptive. And I said, well, are you saying the conversation, freedom of speech and the First Amendment is disruptive? No, I'm not saying that. You're putting words in my mouth. Da, da, da. And he kind of shut up after that. Mm-hmm. But then the actual guy is saying, he was like, I was like, well, you know, you guys took an oath to the Constitution. I was like, look what happened with the First Amendment during coronavirus. You know, this country started off religious freedom. There's people torn up from funerals. I was like, what about, there's businesses shut down. He interrupted me. I was like, I didn't see any Massachusetts state police standing in front of religions or businesses. He was like, yeah, but I was like, and then his wheels were turning even more. And I was like, and then he kind of, I was giving him other things, you know, Fourth Amendment. You're supposed to have Fourth Amendment, but cops are also trained to subvert your Fourth Amendment and ask for ID. What about the NSA? What about the Second Amendment? You know what I'm saying? What about the war on drugs? We had to get a constitutional amendment to get prohibition in the war on drugs. So his wheels were definitely turning. And the other guy behind him, his wheels were turning. And so he was curious and he asked, well, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to start a revolution? I said, no. I was like, politicians would just be idiots and losers with bad ideas if it wasn't for police enforcing them. You guys took an oath to the Constitution and our rights. All I want you guys to do is uphold your rights. So we actually had a really good conversation there. And so I'm going to upload that video. It's mostly hidden footage because this was after they told us not to film. My boy was still filming. But you can see the confrontation and so forth. And that, you know, I mean, yeah, I'll definitely own some cops who are jerks or whatever are entitled. But if I can stop and have a conversation like that, it's really, really good. Now, back to the Moors. I know we've got about a minute or so to break. So I guess I'll broach that situation on the other side. Guys, tonight's episode has been brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That is TLBTalk.com, brand new social media. It's on Apple. It's on Android, both platforms. Download the app, censorship free. Send me a friend request over there. Join all the deleted band groups and band people over at tlbtalk.com.
There you go, guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break for the top of the hour. We'll be right back, and then we'll get into the rest of our topics. So stay tuned.
In other words, stay out of the club.
For a trusted long-term storable food company, we have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.